Well, this year, Patrick, we had the most wonderful grand finale. We were blessed. The sun shone upon us. We had over 800 cyclists. Everybody just had a really, really special day. Everybody returned back safe and sound, which I was obviously delighted about. And we have raised over £60,000, subject, of course, to all pledged sponsorship monies coming in. So the committee and I are just over the moon with that result and delighted that we're going out on a real bang.
So, yes, yeah, so just explain a bit more about that, why this was your final event.
Well, I've been fundraising with a wonderful committee of girlfriends for 17 years, and I set this up when my own father was diagnosed with early onset dementia, and it really opened my eyes to the need that was out there. And I've been a woman on a mission, and but a woman on a mission can't do it on her own. And I have had the most wonderful support from 30 committee members over the 17 years. And I really believe that we have made a difference for people with dementia and their carers in the local community, and also for scleroderma research. One of the girls on the committee suffers from this disease. And we've the funds that we've raised, 1.25 million in the 17 years, have been split between these two causes that we've supported.
And is that exceeded your expectations? Did you have any idea how much you wanted to raise in the first place?
It was never about how much money I wanted to raise. It was all about the projects and the difference I wanted to make for people with dementia, and that has been my driver. It's been a personal cause, and scleroderma have definitely benefited from that. But I have, through my own personal experience, I knew what people with dementia out there needed. And I like to think that we've raised awareness, we've campaigned, and through the Alzheimer's Society and now through Dementia Forward, we've been able to set up and support and contribute to the most wonderful projects that there are out there and services for people to access. So you're not on your own anymore with this disease. And also people have a choice. There's a choice of things out there that they can go to. Not everybody likes to go to a singing group. Not everybody likes to go to an outing. There's family support work there where they can just benefit from visits at home to give them advice and signpost people. So there's something there for everybody, and I'm really proud of that.
And as you mentioned, it's 17 years, you're all volunteers, and all good things do come to an end, don't they, eventually?
They do, and it's sad, but in many ways I'm euphoric, really, about what's been achieved. And I've had the most wonderful support from the community, friends and family. And I've thought up ideas and events to have, and people have supported us. They've had fun along the way, and we've then directed that and enabled to support families and scleroderma and make a difference. So it's been, to me, a huge example of great teamwork, and my vision, I like to think, has become a reality.
So many highlights you could pick, but what things really stand out in your mind from all the events that you've organised?
It's interesting, on a personal level, the actual events have been a way of me raising the money to then set up the projects. So for me, the highlights were when we raised the money for that very first family support worker. The next highlight for me was when we raised the money and set up the service for younger people with dementia. And the next one was when, together with the Alzheimer's Society, we got the funding for the befriending service. And now to see Dementia Forward flourishing and the families that are engaging and having a quality of life, that's what I really wanted to achieve, for people with dementia to be out in the community, to empower them. And people are living in the community so much longer because there is that support there from them, and Dementia Forward are enabling that. So that's, to me, is just wonderful. It's a terrible disease, and I just like to think we're making it that little bit better for families.
And you set this charity up in memory of your father. How proud do you think he would be of all you've achieved?
This is... I promised I wasn't going to cry, Patrick.
Yeah. Well, I nearly did asking that. But
we all have a special daddy, but I think mine was extraordinarily special. So I think he'd be very, very proud. Yeah, he'd be very proud. And it wasn't in vain. But you can tell that after 18 years that it's still there with me. And that's why it's important that we mustn't forget how terrible it is for these families, and we need to look after them.